renewed appeal for a ceasefire. Elisa Brady, Fox News. The UN Secretary General says an immediate humanitarian ceasefire is needed in Ukraine.
A cessation of hostilities will allow essential humanitarian aid to be delivered and enable civilians to move around safely. It will save lives, prevent suffering, and protect civilians.
Antonio Guterres says he's launching an immediate effort to explore possible ceasefire arrangements. Ukraine and Russia have more peace talks scheduled for this week, but Russia wants the eastern Donbass region, something Ukraine's president has not put on the table. And despite its focus on the east, Russia bombed further west over the weekend in Lviv. Fox's Alex Hogan is there.
Since the start of the Russian invasion, Russian troops have failed to fully take over any major city in the country. And Ukrainian troops are now slightly shifting, turning to the offensive. The mayor of Irpin, outside of Kyiv, today said that Ukrainian troops have managed to fully take back their town.
A U.S. defense official reporting another town retaken outside Sumy in northeastern Ukraine. Two giant brewing companies are pulling out of Russia, Heineken and Carlsberg, which owns the biggest exporter of Russian beer. Calling a budget a statement of values, President Biden is out with a $5.8 trillion blueprint, paid for in part with higher taxes on the wealthy.
President Biden's spending proposal includes a new billionaire's tax, ensuring in any given year, those with more than $100 million pay at least a 20% federal tax rate. The plan also includes increasing the corporate tax rate to 28%. That rate was lowered to 21% in a Republican-led tax overhaul in 2017. White House economists project the budget plan would cut deficits by more than $1 trillion over 10 years.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. Some of the proposals would bring back elements of the stalled Build Back Better plan. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
After nearly a week in the hospital, a Supreme Court justice is hearing cases again, but working remotely.
Chief Justice John Roberts announced that Justice Clarence Thomas would hear arguments remotely. Thomas had been in the hospital last week for what a court spokesperson said was an infection. It was not COVID. He was expected to be released early last week, but was kept in the hospital until Friday. Some Democrats are now calling for Justice Thomas to recuse himself from any January 6th related cases as text messages from his wife to President Trump's former chief of staff, Mark Meadows, surfaced. They'd been part of documents turned over to the House committee investigating January 6th. And in them, Thomas's wife, Ginny, pushed Meadows to work on an effort to overturn the 2020 election results. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A multi-car pileup on a Pennsylvania highway as a spring snow hits the region. Social media posts show several trucks and some smaller vehicles involved, including at least one on fire, shutting down parts of Interstate 81 in Schuylkill County. More information, but still unanswered questions about the death of a veteran rock drummer.
The Attorney General in Colombia released a preliminary forensic medical study following the death of Foo Fighters drummer Taylor Hawkins. According to the report, 10 substances, including THC, antidepressants, and opioids, were found in Hawkins' urine. No official cause of death has been given. The 50-year-old drummer was found dead in his hotel room shortly before the Foo Fighters were set to take the stage at a music festival in Bogota. Hawkins joined the Foo Fighters back in 1997 and recorded 8 albums with the popular rock band. No word yet if the band will still perform this Sunday at the Grammy Awards in Las Vegas. Mike Unzelman, Fox News.
The band has called Hawkins' death a tragic and untimely loss. The Dow's down 185, but the Nasdaq turning slightly higher. Elisa Brady, Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.